This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is a postcast episode, women's soccer. Eddie Greer here for the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Well, I've been begging for something from this offense for K-State women's soccer, and comes against Green Bay. We're not talking about the Green Bay Packers. We're talking about college Green Bay. The K-State women's soccer broke out. The offense broke out. Huge 6-1 win last night, or say yesterday afternoon against Green Bay. K-State 6, Green Bay 1 yesterday at Buser Family Park. We'll get right on into it here as well, as K-State lit them up. Lit Green Bay up for 3 in the first half, and then 3 more in the second half of the game. Of course, Green Bay tacked on one here in the second half of this game. But it was, once again, Ryan Reynolds has been a spark plug for the K-State offense. She got the kick. She got it all started. And it's pretty early. Well, actually, not early. It was halfway in the first half of the game there. And, of course, Joe Sees played a huge factor in the first, throughout the game offensively there as well. She had herself a pretty great, good game in this one as well. Ryan Reynolds got it all started for K-State there in the 23rd minute there, assisted by Joe Sees in this game as well. And then the second goal of the afternoon came from Allison Marshall there in minute 31, gave the K-State a 2-0 lead there. Assist by, was credited to Kalana Garrett. How about that? Nailing that early in the morning on this Friday morning. So it was K-State 2, Green Bay nothing. And then Morgan Strutman, who's been pretty active here in after four games for K-State, tacked on just before a halftime there to give K-State a 3-0 lead in this game there as well. And then the Ryan Reynolds show, back again at home. Ryan Reynolds' second goal of the late afternoon, early evening, set up by Kenzie Gillespie. So this is what you're looking for, right? And I'm going to take this aside for a second. This is what you're looking for, right? Get this offense moving. And it got started off hot. And then, you know what I'm saying? So this is what I've been talking about. You got a solid defense. I've said this like a broken record time and time again on this very podcast, right? Get your offense going, and that can really settle in your defense, right? You're off good offense. I mean, yes, you want to set tone for your defense. Yep, depending on what sport you're in. I get that. I definitely get that, right? But, again, if you have a good defense, your offense can feed off of that, and K-State was all over Green Bay in this one. K-State wins it at Buser Family Park, 6-1 over Green Bay. Eddie Greer, the third here for this postcast. This is what's finish up the scoring here. Kind of taking a new different approach to this postcast. Riley Baker in minute 60 added K-State's fifth goal of the early evening. And again, Ryan Reynolds again. So Ryan Reynolds gets the assist there. Again, Ryan Reynolds had a great start to the 2024 season for K-State there. Josie's, I mentioned her earlier in the podcast, earlier in this postcast, added the last goal for K-State there, her first of the year, and it was set up pretty nicely there by Allison Marshall, who scored a second goal of the afternoon there for K-State there as well. So, C's got added assist and then scored one as well. And for going back, rewinding to Ryan Reynolds, she scored 2 goals on the road in the win, in the win against Portland State. Right, so she added goals 3 and 4 this season there already. So despite this, from nothing from Jackson Brown, Ryan Reynolds has stepped in and brought it off as a spark there as well. And then, of course, later on to have Sydney Bullis there for Green Bay added on with the only goal late in this game as well. There, easy victory for K-State there, 6 Green Bay 1. As well here. Now, K-State now, remember, they shut out Green Bay last year up in Green Bay, right? This year, couldn't get the quite shut out, but this should be a huge boost to score this many goals. There it gets one team, K-State now, 2-0 all time against Green Bay Wildcats. I wanted to say the stat. I didn't say the stat in the preview episode. You missed that out. Checked it out before you listen to this postcast. But K-State now, the women's soccer, undefeated still against the Horizon League at 4-0, 14-12-6 in the month of August all time for K-State women's soccer there as well. And K-State tied a school record for goals in each half. So they tied it with 3, of course, in the first half yesterday, and then 3 more in the second half of this game. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, close enough, but no cigar. Ryan Reynolds, right? 4 goals already after 4 games of the season there. She is now, that's a career high for her, actually, in her collegiate career. Reynolds only scored 6 goals. Actually scored 6 goals total, only with 2 come with Oregon. She transferred over from Oregon, so you didn't know what you're going to get from these transfers. But you're getting this production already. That's a good sign right there for K-State there as well, as they get the win by 5-6-1 over Green Bay. This is Eddie Greer, the postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State on this early Friday morning. This will go out immediately. Probably a little bit in a couple hours here when I start work for this Friday as well. Let's see. Yeah, so Reynolds. Yeah, I want to stay on here on the postcast. Once again, Reynolds set the school record for goals scored in a sophomore season, and she surpassed a preseason record, which was held by Tatum Wagner and, of course, your Jasmine Brown a season ago. And, of course, Jasmine Brown and Reynolds our teammates there as well. Riley Baker on the scoreboard for the first time here in 2024. 4th goal of her K-State career now moves her into 7th for her career, 7th in career goals there as well. Yeah, as well, Murphy Sheaf, to her, she gave up a goal there. In the second half of that game, Sheaf, 3 goals in this soccer game as well. Otta Anderson staying with this core group of K-State players, has now played in 59 career K-State matches there, is now tied all-time 10th. And then the next game, of course, over the weekend against South Dakota, that's going to, and yes, I'm foreshadowing this, that's going to put her in sole possession of 10th place in school history for all-time matches. So Otta Anderson played in that as well. Co-head coach Mike DeBeanie, following the match there, following a dominant performance against Green Bay, quote, and he talks about the underclassmen's performance there, quote, I think it's a great that they have several minutes from last year, and then we have some incoming freshmen this year that are coming in and contributing right away, so these are good minutes for them to prepare for the Big 12 Conference. Yeah, as well, and then I'm going to continue the Ryan Reynolds show here as well here from Mike DeBeanie, quote, she's adapting very well. She's finding the back of the net. She's scoring goals for us, which is much needed. I think she should have some good confidence right now, and you can see it from her West Coast trip today. So hopefully she'll continue to do that, end quotes. And from Ryan Reynolds herself there, transferring to K-State this year and being one of the big contributors this year so far. And, of course, K-State advancing their record to 2-2 after yesterday's victory over Green Bay from Ryan Reynolds. Quote, honestly, I could not have asked to be put in a better situation. I think this is a perfect fit for me. I'm able to contribute to the team right away. As soon as I got here, I was welcome. I love everyone, and I love the staff. It's been great. I have no regrets, end quote, there as well. And then staying with Ryan Reynolds, this is the Purple Project Podcast Postcast. K-State Women's Soccer 6, Green Bay 1. Eddie Greer III checking in here for this postcast on this Friday. All things K-State sports. Reynolds, on her decision to transfer to K-State. Quote, it was kind of just a gut feeling. Like when I got here, I noticed how big family, competition, the work ethic was here. And just the coaching staff and everyone is amazing. And other than soccer, the school's great. And everyone's just great. I love it here very much. I summarized that very well. So already, we'll get to senior day in just a minute. So yeah, I wanted to wait on this because I wasn't sure. It's like, senior day already for soccer? You usually have to wait until like, at least a little later in the season. So yeah, that's just a quote, some notes here from Ryan Reynolds already. So in the middle of, she's been the reason, mainly because K-State without Ryan Reynolds might be in a different situation, but even without Ryan Reynolds' goals, K-State still would have won this game. But Ryan Reynolds has been a huge factor already early in the 2024 season. So with that performance there, K-State now 2-2 without a tie yet so far, and I emphasize yet, as South Dakota comes to town on Sunday afternoon. Match starts at 1 o'clock, and this is senior day for K-State women's soccer, as they will honor 5 seniors, and it's majority of that core that I've been talking about already so far here in 2024 when it refers to soccer, at least anyways, and that will include Anna Anderson, right, Riley Baker, Kenzie Gillespie, Porter Liss, and Kyron Singh. There, and they will be honored after the match is over. So senior day already, and they hope to also have a win that comes with it against South Dakota as well. So K-State women's soccer will be looking to go over 500 for the first time this year and in a long time, really, for this team. So Ryan Reynolds, the show after it being ignited in the West Coast trip, Ryan Reynolds comes home and gets started. Against Green Bay as they win it 6-1 yesterday at Buser Family Park. So again, if you want to come out and support your seniors for the soccer team, not only that, and support the entire team in general as they look to go over 500 for the first time in quite a while, 1 o'clock, senior day for K-State women's soccer as they will take on South Dakota on Sunday afternoon. For a project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. We're off and rolling here on a busy Labor Day weekend for K-State sports. Volleyball, we will have postcasts on that. As I believe today, they'll take on Purdue in their Purdue's Classic there as well. So they get their season started as well. So we'll have postcasts of that at some point in the middle of Labor Day weekend. We got, of course, the main event being 18th ranked K-State hosting Tennessee Martin here tomorrow night. Not here, but back in Manhattan, Kansas. So definitely we'll have our reaction to that as well. So if you're not subscribed to the Pro Project Podcast, this unique K-State podcast, which covers all things K-State sports, definitely you want to make sure you like and subscribe. And of course, me and Alex Aiden over on Podbean, download the Podbean app and type in Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's Greer, the number 3, EDDID, apostrophe S, podcast. We'll have postcast analysis after every K-State football game this season, beginning with UT Martin early next week. So there you go on that. But Ryan Reynolds continues to put the ball in the net as K-State women's soccer gets it done over Green Bay. K-State now goes to 2-2, and I think now Green Bay is 0-2-1 now. Let me double check here. Real quick before we sign off to the podcast. I had it up here. Yeah, I want to get this right. K-State women's soccer. Incredible. 2-2. Green Bay 0-2-2. I better sign off here before I get upset. Eddie Greer III. This is the middle of another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Postcast Edition. We'll be talking to you here throughout Labor Day weekend. Go Cats!